Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is a daf full of love, because it says, Azah Kemavet Ahava. So today's daf being daf Ayin Zayin is perfect for the day. Okay, so the last thing that we were talking about in the Halakha Mishnah that we had yesterday was the question about Hafarat Nedarim. How long is Hafarat Nedarim? So we had two psukim, remember? It's actually one pasuk, but we had two terminologies in that same pasuk. One of them was biyom shamo, and the other one was miyom el yom. So we had a machlokas, whether biyom el yom implies a 24 hours, meaning a mi'eid le'eid, since it mentions 2 days, and the inyan, therefore, of biyom shamo only comes to tell us that this is a function of days and not of weeks, or whether it's the other way around. But it's a you only have the day, and the reason that it says over here that you also have miyom el yom is to tell me that you have the full 24 hours, which include, if you start at the very beginning of the day, which includes the laila, because otherwise you might think that there's no hafarat nedarim b'laila, and that it's similar essentially to din, and therefore we mention both. There were two very different approaches. Now, the case that was given in the Mishnah as an indication of how long you can be made for, it was surprisingly, it happened to talk about a case where a woman was noderet just at the onset of Shabbos, or whether she was noderet right before the end of Shabbos. And why in the world did we learn specifically a case of Shabbos? So apparently to tell me that there's hafarat nedarim on Shabbat, right? That was the last thing that we were omed on when we were learning the Mishnah. Now today, at the very top of our daf, of Ayin Zayin, we go directly into this question. What is the din of Hafarat Nedarim on Shabbat? And we break it up into two different issues. There may be Nedarim that affect the Shabbat. So those things are more likely that we would be allowing you to be made for on Shabbat, because, I mean, if somebody's not going to be able to drink wine on Shabbat or have a shot, you know, at the Kiddush, I mean, so that's going to ruin their Shabbat, right? Depending on where they live. But anyway, so maybe that's called Litzorech HaShabbat. And therefore, it's fine. I understand. Maybe that will allow. But things that are not really relevant to the Shabbat, maybe we won't allow. Why wouldn't we allow? Well, I mean, there's a general question over here. First of all, I mean, it's similarity to issues that have to do with judgment, with going to court, with, I mean, because the whole idea of Hafara relates to, on some level to the din of Hataras Chochem as well. In other words, the essence of the question of whether a neder is really an absolute or whether we can get rid of it. So that whole question is more like a legalese kind of thing, and we don't want to be Isaac in that on Shabbos. So maybe there is an Isser to be made for Nedarim on Shabbos that aren't absolutely necessary. That's the question. So Tanan Hat, Mefirim Nedarim b'Shabbat, v'nishalim l'Nedarim shehem tzorech haShabbat. Now this is interesting. There's two ways of reading this Mishnah that we had back in Masechet Shabbat. One is that there's two questions over here. As far as Hafarat Nedarim is concerned, you can always do that on Shabbat, because it doesn't really look like a din, and it's just a private issue between father-daughter or husband-wife. That you could do on Shabbat. When it comes to going to a chacham or to going to a beit din, oh, now that's already much more similar to engaging in other legal issues. There, we'd rather you don't do that on Shabbat. But if they're litzorech haShabbat, and if you're not going to be able to get a heter for this neder, you're not going to be able to enjoy your Shabbos, fine. So over there, we will allow it. Now, that's one way of reading it. The other way of reading it is that the two statements, Mefirim Nedarim b'Shabbat, Nishalim Nedarim. But when? Shehem Litzorech HaShabbat. Both of these cases, including Hafarat Nedarim, would only be in the event that they were needed for Shabbos. So this would be true of both of them. That's the question. How do we read it? So Iboilu, how do we read it? The Mishnah says you could do Hafarat. Is that defined by the last words that say Shehem Litzorech HaShabbat? And it means Litzorech HaShabbat. Oh, Dilma, maybe the words Shein Litzorech HaShabbat are a definition only of the last piece. V'nishalim, l'nedarim Shein Litzorech HaShabbat. Right? So it's two. Once again, Rebbe's done his trick. He managed to leave us hanging. So we don't know how to read it. Okay, so do we have a raya, says the Gemara? Yes, yes, tashma. Take a look at this brayta, and you shall see. The Tani Rav Zuti, the Vayrav Papi, Rav Zuti was learning by Rav Papa, said over a brayta, which is, Ein mefirin nidarim, ela letzarach ha-shabbat. I mean, you can't get clearer than that. You do not do hafarat nidarim. That's not talking about hatarat nidarim. It's talking about hafara, meaning in a private setting, ish le'ishto, av levito. And it says over here that you cannot do that if it isn't letzarach ha-shabbat. Okay, so that explains how to read the Mishnah that we just quoted in Shabbat. The words letzarach ha-shabbat go back on both cases. Amar Rav Ashi, yeah, that's a brayta, but there's a Mishnah that doesn't say that. Okay, halo tananochi. It certainly doesn't say that in our Mishnah. Well, how does our Mishnah indicate whether it's a tzarech ha-shabbat or not? It's true that our Mishnah does talk about nedarim and doing hafarat nedarim on Shabbat, but your question was, is that dafka nedarim that are letzarech ha-shabbat or not? I don't see where you see that in the Mishnah. Ah, because you're not looking closely. Because what does it say in the Mishnah? Nadra im chashecha mefer la'ad shelo tachshachta. Let me ask you something, okay? It's 1 minute before the end of Shabbat. She goes in and she makes a neder. This is the last minute of the day that she's going to be able to be mefer. And it says in the Mishnah, you can be mefer. Okay? Exactly what could she possibly have said in the last minute of the day that would have ruined her Shabbos if she keeps the neder? Will you tell me how that works? And obviously, it's talking about a neder that has nothing to do with Shabbat, because Shabbat's over already. I've just got another minute. You got 10 seconds to do the Hafara. Okay, why are you doing the Hafara? So obviously, the reason that you're doing the Hafara is because you're allowed to be made from the Dharam on Shabbat, since it's the only time that you have. That seems to be what the Mishnah is saying. We're not going to prevent you from doing Hafara because of some vague notion, Midrabbonan, that it seems similar to going to a din on Shabbat. Come on, you know, keep fingers out of eyes. Hello, what's going on over here? My goodness gracious. Take care of yourself. Nishmartem ma'od nafshotechem. Okay, so therefore, if this is the case, then the Mishnah is saying very clearly, not like your Braita. So what do you bring me a Braita from a Braita? If you're claiming that the Braita is insisting that it has to be the Tzarcha Shabbat. I don't understand. So what do you mean? That Mayri Chashecha? And if he had 24 hours, if it wasn't the Tzarech HaShabbat, according to you anyway, he wouldn't be able to be made for that. I don't understand. So, after all, it's Shalom Tzarech HaShabbat. I mean, if it's the last minute of Shabbat, so then it can't be the Tzarech HaShabbat. So then even if it's from the morning, it can't be the Tzarech HaShabbat. Therefore, you see that our Mishnah says the exact opposite of your claim. Here's the solution. This is the solution, okay? It's called genteel, and it's absolutely wonderful. No touch. Okay. And available over the counter. Here, you're welcome. Okay. So we have a stira. Says the Gemara, we do indeed. But the truth is, it's a machloket anoyim. And that's the issue over here. The Braita is going to one Tana. The Mishnah is going to another Tana. We know about this machloket. Here, let me tell it over to you. Tanai. The machloket is like this. It says in the Braita, Hafarat Nidarim Kol Hayom. So here's the machloket. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Me'et Le'et. Leman Diyomar Kol Hayom In Tveilo. So then we see that the machlokas that we have in our Mishnah actually is the whole point over here, you see. Didn't we just have the machloket about whether you have 24 hours or whether you only have till the end of the day? That explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying if it's the last minute of the day, all that you have is that minute, then we have no choice but to allow you to be mefer, because you're not going to have another opportunity. If, on the other hand, you paskin like those that say over here, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that you have 24 hours, why do it on Shabbos? Wait until after Shabbos, because you're going to have so much time to do it. So that's the whole point. So if you hold that it's mi'eit la'eit, so then we're only going to allow you to do hafara, that is l'tzorach ha-Shabbat. Otherwise, wait until after Shabbos. But l'tzorach ha-Shabbat lo, masha ein kein, our Mishnah, which is saying that you can be made for any neder, for horaya, the last second, that's the whole point. That it is the last second. That's precisely the issue. If you're not going to have an opportunity to be able to be made for the Nedarim, so then the Mishnah is saying, since this is your last chance, therefore, a little higher, 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 there we go. Now we have additional backup forces, Barnea. L'chaim, l'chaim. Now you're going to have to think twice before you attack. You never know what else might be coming. You notice that there's something of a griffin right underneath you. I've got to deal with Ari also. Okay, so anyway, we now understand. If you're not going to have an opportunity, so then the Rabbonah didn't answer you. If you are going to have an opportunity after Shabbos, so then the only time that you're allowed to do it is in the event that it's a Tzorach HaShabbos. Okay, now, what about She'ela? So this is where you're Nish'alim L'Nedarim. That means She'ela to a Chacham. In the event that you're doing She'ela to a Chacham, then it really does look much more as if it's an issue of Bezdin. And we don't want you to be Isaac in Dinim on Shabbos, and therefore, if it were similar to a Din, in the event that we would have an ability to put it off till after Shabbos, and why would you do it on Shabbos? If it's Nogeya Shabbos, and Hashem Yerachem, a guy made a neder not to have any kind of scotch. And now here he is in the Beit HaKnesset. If he doesn't drink scotch at the Kiddush, they're going to throw him out of the Beit HaKnesset. He won't be able to daven Musaf and so on. So then it's Nogeya Shabbos. In which case, we don't answer you from being Shoyal on Shabbos. Okay? So, I don't know, maybe that's why everybody has to get together for, you know, to make sure that you have three available to do Taras HaDorim on Shabbos. In any event. Sorry, being so cynical. So nishalim ledarim shehem letzorach haShabbat iboilu. So this one thing that's still left open. You're saying that there's a difference between things that are nogeya Shabbos or not. How about if the guy had an opportunity to get rid of this netter before Shabbos? I mean, I understand. He knew he wasn't going to be able to have any scotch at the Kiddush. He knew that he was risking his life. He had an opportunity to go to Beis Din before Shabbos. But he figures, you know, they always have this emergency Beis Din for anybody that got caught without being able to drink. So I'll just use that. And I won't go be an Erev Shabbos. My wife wants me to run to the supermarket for a minute. Do we give him a knas besides the normal issue? We don't want you to do it on Shabbos. Maybe if you didn't take advantage of the opportunity to get rid of the netter that's going to wreck your Shabbos, before, so then we don't allow you to do it on Shabbos, because after all, we're trying our best to avoid having any asek in things that look like dinim on Shabbos. Barnea wants to ask something, I believe.
The dayanim on that bez didn't have to pass the bar.
I don't get why nobody is saying it. It's actually, Shmuel doesn't like it. Now you know why Barnea wasn't mourning that you weren't here yesterday. So we're very glad to have you back. Now we have additional forces here. Okay, so notice that on top, Barnea, you're surrounded almost. Fine. So let's take a look and see, is there a knas? So Iboilo, is the heter to get a heter nedarim on Shabbos, is that dafka in a case where you didn't have a chance to do it before Shabbat? It's kishaloha yalahem p'nai. But otherwise, we're going to give you a knas. You mustn't get a heter nedarim on Shabbos. Or maybe even in a case kishayalahem p'nai, since it's nogea, your enjoyment of Shabbat, therefore, we don't aser. How far is this heter? Tashma? Well, we know halacha lemaisa. That is the Kikole Rabbanim of Reider of Zutra, Reider of Zeira. That once there was a situation where Rav Zutra was the son of Rabbi Zeira, and he had made a neder, and he had an opportunity before Shabbos, which he did not use, to be matir his neder, and afapiken. They ended up paying attention to the need to do Hatarat Nedarim, and they did it. So they were mizdakek to him. They responded to him, afilu benedarim shayala, and p'nai mi ba'od yom, and they were matir the neder. So now, Rav Yosef, he thought that maybe we should make a distinction between a case where you're going to Shlosha Hedyotos. Shlosha Hedyotos really looks like a bezdin. You know, this whole shtick that we do, Dayonim Mumchim, all of that shtriyot, when they do that on Hatoras Nedarim, you know, and which makes a joke out of the whole thing. But anyway, so it certainly looks, so people get like really excited about the fact that this is an appearance before the court. You know, so I mean, like, if that's the case, maybe that would be Asr on Shabbat, where you're going to a Yochid Mumcha, and over there you don't need three. So there it doesn't look so much like going to a Bezdin. Maybe the only heter over here about Nishalim is Dafka Nishalim L'Chacham, but not Nishalim L'Shlosha Mumcha. So maybe that's the point. So Rav Yosef thought that that indeed is the issue. That Nishalim, the Nedarim b'Shabbat, that's Dafka b'Yochid Mumcha. But b'Shlosha Hedyotot, you wouldn't be allowed to. Lo, why not? B'Shubta b'Schazir to Dina. Doesn't look good. It looks similar to doing Din on Shabbos. And we know that it's Osir to do Mishpat on Shabbos. So maybe this would also be Osir because it's nearer to be the same. So then how would we understand the Mishnah that we were learning before? That even though it says Nishalim, it means Litzorach HaShabbat, but also only in the event that it's L'Yochid Mumcha, and not L'Sholosh Hedyotos. Could be. Amar Le Abaye, that's not true. Because since L'Maisa, given the Sviralan, that in the event that you even have Shloisha Hedyotos, they don't have to be sitting down and pretending to be in a Bezdin. They don't have to be in the daytime because everybody knows there's no mishpat balayla. You can't have a court case at night. It could be even at night. So since we paskin that afilu mi'umad, afilu balayla, afilu bikrovim, certainly you're not going to go to your relatives for a court case. I mean, that would be an obvious violation of the dinim of who's allowed to be your dayan. So it's obvious to people, this has nothing to do with din. I mean, what are they doing in the middle of the night? Why are they standing on a street corner? And so on. So therefore, lo mischazik din. I don't think it's true what you're saying. It doesn't even resemble. Once we're, I understand that we wouldn't want people to be Isaac in something that has to do with dayanut. But once we're being matir that, what's the difference whether it's b'shlosha or whether it's b'echad? That's what I'm telling you. Omer ba'aba, omer avuna, omer rav. In terms of the halacha lemaisa, is you can be made for nedarim belayla. Huh? I need Rav to tell me a Mishnah. Didn't we just learn that? Wasn't that the whole point of our Mishnah, where it was talking about, and we specifically, we learned it out of the Pasuk, that the idea of miyom el yom, the whole point of the Pasuk was to tell me that mefir nedarim belayla. And that's why the Mishnah took the case of nadra b'leil Shabbat, that he could be made for the neder the entire leil Shabbat. So I don't need Rav to teach me a fair Shemishnah. Omat nisini, nadra b'leil Shabbat. Misquote. What we should have said was that Rav was saying that Allah is nishalim, not matnin. Of course, 100%. Hafora, of course, is b'leilah. That's the Mishnah. The chiddush of Rav was that you can even do she'ela at night. That's the point. So then even though it looks like a din, there's no iser in doing it at night because in reality it's not a din. Amalei Rav Abba l'Ravuna. Rav said that. Amalei. So there's two girsa'ot over here. So we'll take, the truth is that it's funnier the first explanation. Why don't we take the first explanation first, and then we'll get to the other explanation, which fits in better into the way that our girsa is. So what he said to him when he asked, Rav really said such a thing? That what? Omar Rav Hochi? Omar Le Ishtik. So he tells him, shut up. Or it wasn't clear what he was saying. So he said, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me? Omar Rav Hochi. So this piece of Ishtik doesn't make sense according to this, the way that this Ron's approach is. So then it would just say, Omar Rav Hochi. We have other places where this is true. So Omar Le Ishtik Ka Amrit, and not this additional piece of Omar Le Ishtik. So Omar Le Ishtik Amrit or Shtika Amrit. This is hilarious, right? So we have this in many places. When you ask the question, what, did Rav really say that? So you might mean, are you crazy? Or you might mean, wow. Right? So now we don't know. So how do we express that? Did you mean to offer me a drink of scotch and say, wow? Or did you mean, shut up? That's ridiculous. So that's what he's asking him. Ishtik Amrit, are you telling me to shut up? Or are you saying, shati, have a scotch? Okay, that is a very cute way of expressing the two ideas. The gears that we have over here of Ishtik means something entirely different. So Omar Le Ishtik would mean like this. If you're asking me if Rav said that, the question that you're asking is, did Rav actually say those words, or was it by implication? That's what I'm asking you. It's not that I'm shocked that Rav said it. I'm just asking you, did Rav say those words, or did he imply those words? So what Ravuna said was, well, I said this to him, and he was quiet. So I'm assuming that he agreed with me, and that Nish'olim B'layla, look, is Nish'olim B'layla, because when I said that to him, he was quiet. Mashman that he was made. And there, what happened was that Rabbi Abba asked him, well, he was quiet. How do you know whether he was quiet? He was quiet because he thought you were saying the right thing, or he's quiet because he thought you're so stupid that it isn't even worth a response? That's the question. So that's what he's saying. And that means we'd have, to, in this case, our girsa would be Mechayev of understanding that when he asked him and he was just quiet, so I want to know whether you're so sure that he was Meida, meaning that he was saying to you, oh, L'chaim, beautiful psak, or was he saying, ach, and just ignoring you? That was the question. Anyway, halakha l'maisa, Omer of Ika Baravin, is dakik le'rav. I can tell you, like halakha l'maisa, you know, that Rav himself, there was this little room off to the side in the Beis HaMedrash. There always is a little room off to the side in the Beis HaMedrash. Who ever saw a Beis HaMedrash without a little room off to the side? And if you see such a Beis HaMedrash, it probably doesn't have a real dinner of a Beis HaMedrash, I'm sure. Anyway, so that's called the Kituna Devei Rav. The Kituna Devei Rav is the little room off to the side of the Beis HaMedrash. Think about it. Wherever you were, wasn't there a little room off to the side?
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
Of course. And there's, as Barnaeus pointed out, we have archaeological evidence from the 17th century BC. I mean, God knows every Beis HaMedrash that has ever been uncovered always had a Kituna Devei Rav. And Rav was actually himself, halacha l'maisa, he was matir a neder, and he was standing up, and he was yochid, and it was balayla, and there was no problem. And Omar Rabbi Omar Rav Nachman, yes, indeed, that's the halacha, that nish'olim nedarim omeid yechidi ubalayla. And there's absolutely no problem, because it isn't really similar to the whole case. The question is, we didn't talk about the other ones, so he adds, and this could even be on Shabbos, and it could even be if you have relatives, and you're not a Yochid Mumche, you're using a Bezdin, and it's Krovim, and this could even be addressing your other questions. What about if you had an opportunity before Shabbos? Yes, even if you had an opportunity before Shabbos, every single kula that we came up with is perfectly okay. Looks like a Beis Din. It's nighttime. It's Shabbos. It's Krovim. You're standing. You don't have a chance to think about it. So it makes a difference. But wait a minute. What about what we had back in Erevin? Remember, they went, Rabbi Gamliel was driving on a Hamor. Somebody asks him, to be matir neder, he pulls over to the side, gets off of the chamor, sits down, misatif like a dayan. Now tell me your neder. I mean, this is not standing in the ketunya de Rav, certainly not doing target practice while you're being matir the neder. So what is going on? How come Yorad Rebbe Gamliel, Menachamor, V'netatev, V'yashav, it's not Eimed. Understand? V'yitirlo nidro? Yeah, but that's because, it should say, that's because Rebbe Gamliel Savar, Ein Potchin B'charata. Remember, we saw before that if you're going to be doing target practice, at least that was where the round was learning, that would only be in the event that you hold that you are able to be poter b'charata. So since you're able to be poter b'charata, if a guy walks in and he says, look, I already know I'm an idiot. So they say, well, if you already know that you're an idiot, then there's no problem of my needing to concentrate on how to let you know the good news, right? Fine. But that's good for the point. If Rabbi Gamliel holds that, well, that's never enough. Because we have to be oiker the neder by finding a petach, which if at the time he had realized it's on and so forth, because you're going to be oiker the neder, that is Rabbi Gamliel's svara. Ein potchin b'charata. And therefore, mi'aker ha-neder. But, you know, we need to uproot that neder from the very beginning. And therefore, he needed to sit. So boy iune, because I have to think about it. I have to have a theory of mind. So I have to go into how it is that you're thinking, what it is that you would have thought otherwise if it were being whispered in your ear and so on, which is the way that a petach works. Of course, I have to take that very seriously. Masha Einkein, that, and this explains why he was Yoshav. Masha Einkein Reb Nachman, who said, you can ask if it's standing up, and none of this matters. That's because Reb Nachman Savar, according to this, the Girsa has to be Potchin Becharata, since he holds a Potchin Becharata. So we said before, the Rats Pshat of even doing your target practice. So certainly if you're Mu'umad, it's not a problem. And therefore, Afilu Mu'umad. Omele Ravel Reb Nachman. You know, Rebbe, this guy came from Eretz Yisrael, And he said over a maisa. So Chazimar Haimirabana, the Ata Mimarova, and he said that he saw the Rabbanan being Mizdakek, meaning that they responded to a request for the son of Rav Huna Bar Ovin, who wanted to be Matir Neder, and they did. And then after they were Matir Neder, they said to him, okay, now that you have a heter on your Neder, you need to go and be mevakish rachamim on your soul because you're a chayte for making that neder. So they told him, zilu boy rachmi al nafshecha dechatata. You sinned. The tani revdimi hachuad rev safra kol hanoder af apishu mekaimo nikra chote. This is a theme that we've seen throughout the Masechet. And this goes back to the Pasuk, not to Reb Nosson. Remember that we had one issue, which really is an insight into the interrelationship of Zeh HaDavar with Bomeis and Zeh HaDavar in Heter Nedarim. That was Reb Nosson's insight, which is that if you're no der, you're Boina Obama. Why? Because it's basically the same idea. In other words, virtual realities that are created in your mind that have no basis in reality is similar to being makriv a carbon on Obama. You think you're doing the right thing. You got all the right feelings. I'm going to be super duper extra frum, and I'm not going to drink any wine unless it's a tzarach mitzvah, whatever. And you think that's great. And so does everybody who brings a carbon on Obama. You know, oh, I want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever I am. Thank you very much. You know, we don't need your favors. So therefore, Reb Nosson compared it to being Bon Obama if you make the neder, and actually being Mark of the carbon if you took it seriously enough to be Mekayim the neder instead of being Shail on the neder. That means that it's an issue specifically to be Shail on the neder. We don't want you to have Nedarim. That's one approach. But then we have the other approach, which is just the analysis of the Pasuk in Mishlei, where there we understand that the issue revolves around what do you need it for? Because you could come to be over And therefore, don't put yourself in a matzav in which you could come to a chet. So that was the completely different issue. And that was the pasuk of v'chitechtal lindor lo yebachachet. If you don't make an eder, you're not going to be over on anything. That's for sure. So if you want to do the right thing, you can't go wrong not making an eder. Mashenken, if you do make an eder, so then the very fact that you're poseach in front of yourself, a possibility, you need more isurim. I understand lo dayach hamashasra teira. This is a different way of understanding lo dayach hamashasra teira. One is, why are you creating your own reality? And the other is, you don't have enough tzaras with your yetzara. You need a new yetzara that you should drink wine. You got to be crazy. So that's what the pasuk was that they were bringing him. Mashma, if you don't make an eder, then you won't have a chet. But that implies that if you do make an eder, then you do have a chet. Halocha dalta, ika chet. That's the Indian, as Rashi puts it, divrei Torah, nidroshin, nyotrika. Bituch lav, atashomea hein. So it isn't, there's no such thing as just a comment of you can't go wrong. That's not the point. If Shlomo HaMelech is making that point and he's telling you that's the correct way to go, and if you don't go that way, so then, in fact, you're getting into trouble. Fine. Okay, that's what it's talking about. Beautiful. Omer, Zvid, fine. Mikra, V'chitech Dalendor, Lo Yabachachit, Halocha Dalta, Ikachit. Ipso facto, even though you were Mekayim. Tanya. Now we get into another issue. So this also has to do with the Girsa question. How do we understand this? Ha'omer le'ishto, kol nedorim she'taduri, efshi she'taduri, or, now here's the question in the Girsa, or, ein ze neder, lo omar klom. Now there's two ways of understanding this. If you have the Girsa, which we have, in which you add the words ein ze neder, so then what it's coming to tell me is that the lashon of hafara has to be clear-cut and specific. I'm canceling this neder. To say ein ze neder does not mean I'm canceling this neder. To say I don't like it when you make nedarim does not mean I'm canceling this neder. So you cannot, therefore, create, and remember we've had this very important distinction all along, the difference between kiyum nedarim and hafaras nedarim. Kiyum nedarim works on a neder that is extant and is not the equivalent of creating something. It's taking away your objection. So you're basically backing her right to make this neder, and in indicating that you approve of the neder, that would be a hakama. But when it comes to a hafara, whoa, that's a whole different thing. Over there, you're being extremely active. So as we said, can you make hafara before the neder is chal? And all of these issues relate to how much the hafara is actually well-defined in terms of the neder. So the same thing is true over here. Using implications, you know, or using language that is not 100% clear. So even though you're saying, I disapprove, you know, you may disapprove of her sheitel also. I mean, but that's not going to be made for her sheitel. So you disapprove of the netter. So fine, you disapprove of the netter. Thank you very much. Okay, you know, I'll think about it next time, like it really matters to me. So that's one way of reading the sugya. There's another way of reading the sugya in which the words ein zen netter did not apply. And there, what we're talking about is specifically implications. The implication being, kol nedorim shetaduri, yevshe shetaduri. If you say to your wife, I don't want you making nedorim from this point on. So that's mashma, but up until this point, because you're saying shetaduri is lashon atid, that you will make. Mashma, the nedorim that are already there, I'm not going to interfere with. And those nedorim, essentially, I am mekayim and so on. So what does that mean? Is that really a lashon of implications or what? Can you do things by implications? So if you read it that way, then what we're talking about is hakama. And that would be the nafkamina. And in that version, that if he says the idea of, wow, brilliant, you know, and that's the rest of it. Take out the words ein zen neder. Yafa asit, ein kemotech. Wow, nobody like you. You're the greatest. Or, Im lo nadarwa, if you hadn't made that neder, man, I would have made it for you. Well, those are all proper hakamot. So then we took out the words ein ze neder lo amar klum, and that has nothing to do with it. Because according to this approach, the entire thing was about hakama. And can you do hakama with implications? Well, I don't want you to make a neder from this point on. But whatever you made up until this point, I accept, right? So then that would be hakama. The other way of reading it, the way we have it, is that the first part was entirely talking about hafora. And ein ze klum refers to the first two cases. And the way of understanding the loshon atid, kol nedarim shetaduri, that doesn't mean in the future. It means all of these nedarim that you're always doing, I don't like them. You know, so that's why he's using a lashon of taduri, but it doesn't mean only that, what you're going to do in the future. I don't like your nedarim. So that would mean nedarim in the past as well. So then that would, you would think, okay, so he's saying hafara. No. The point is that hafara cannot be done by hints or other language other than that which we find in the Torah. You have to be very clear. Why is there a difference between the hafara and the hakama? So basically, this is because if you do hakama, believe, the hakama is still chal. Because it isn't something that you are creating with the kayach of your words. Mashenken, if you do hafara, believe, then it doesn't mean anything. Because hafara is the kayach that the Torah gave the Baal. And we'll see later on that if a Baal uses the wrong language, and he's, instead of using a lashon of hafara, he uses the lashon of hatara, which is for a chachav, lo amar klum. The same thing would be true vice versa. If a chacham tries to be mefer, he can't be mefer because mefer says, I'm canceling this neder. What do you mean canceling the neder? Who are you to cancel a neder? You can be oiker the neder by essentially turning it into a neder toad kind of thing. That you can do from the beginning. You can't just cancel it from this point forward. So in that sense, hafara and hatara are exact opposites. So that would be the other girsa. First part of the Braita is talking about hafara, which can only be done with the clear-cut language of hafara, in the same way that you cannot do hafara belev. Mashenken hakama, which we'll see later on, can be done belevai. So then in the event that you use the language that isn't so perfect, then that would mean that, oh boy, you're in trouble now. Ariel Yitzi is, I don't like this practicing Harry Potter shtick. Okay, will you please transform him back into Ariel? I mean, back into Yitzi, Ariel. What's going on over here? And anyway, it looks very much like Professor McGonagall. Doesn't look at all like Yitzi. I think he's an Amoritz here on Harry Potter. What's going on? We're not getting anything out of him. He looks befuddled. What have you done to Yitzi? Okay, it's okay.
No, it's Yitzi, the cat next to him. This is LFO.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Lo yomar Adam. The Ishto, b'Shabbat. If it comes to Shabbos, then the Lashon that we've been talking about over here has to also be, as much as possible, avoiding the question of similarity to Din. So, in the Braita, we learn that Lo Yomar Adam L'Ishto b'Shabbat Mufalachi, Botalachi, Keder Shomela B'chol. On Shabbos, if it's possible to make it sound different than the normal hafara, then you should. Because that way it's less similar to an uvda d'chol that you would do in Besdin. Rather, the option is better. Let's say that she asked drinking scotch. Pour her a cup of scotch and say, l'chaim. Okay, so then you get the message that it was mufa. Well, wait a second. I thought we said a minute ago that you can't do that. I'm so confused. Didn't you say that Afara has to be, I mean, according to that Girsa that we were reading, our Girsa, that has other language, that that's not good enough? And now we're saying, don't even say anything? Give her a drink of scotch and say, have a drink, or tli vechli, tli ushti, and then the neder is bottle. Wow, I don't get it. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzarech shivatel b'libo. So basically, even though normally, bitul b'lev is not considered to be afara, that was the whole point, according to the Ran, of why you need a lashon that is clear-cut when it comes to afara. It's gufa because of the fact that afara b'lev doesn't work, and therefore the language is what's important. How come over here all of a sudden it is okay? So as the Ran explains, we find often the concept that when you have a combined implication of action and a kavana b'lev, then the words in your heart are functional in the world because you've made it very clear through an act and not just through dibur b'alma. So if you say something that implies your non-approval, that's not good enough. If you have a thought about your specific non-approval with the lashon of afar, not good enough. But if you combine the thought belief with an act which shows the non-approval, have a drink. So then that is sufficient. We have a concept like this, benogea akatan. This is a Gemara in Chulin, which we had. If a katan does something, we've had it a few places actually, if a katan does something that shows us that he knows what he's doing, and he has kavana for what he's doing, that's called, if Gabi is ready to write, but he's driving, so I guess better not, that shows that a machshava nikeret mitoch ma'asav, it's called, where we can see what he's thinking. So let's say he would take a korban, and he would move a korban of kachim kachim, he would go bedavka, take it over litzafein, because that's where Shechita is kosher of kachim kachim, and he would shecht pitzofein. So there the question is a katan's, in that case, machshava, l'shem kachim, that would be considered to be a proper machshava. Okay, so basically the same idea is true over here. You cannot do afara b'lev, and you cannot do afara b'loshen gerua. But if you do the maisa, that's even preferable on Shabbos, as long as it's coupled with the machshava. Tzar shivatel b'libo. Tanya, and in fact, it says in the Braita, Beit Shammai Omrim, B'Shabbat Mevatel B'Lipo. But this doesn't mean, this means that you do it together with the Maisa. You tell her, have a drink. B'chol, Yomotzi B'Sfatav. Because there we want to be makbid, that is specifically mentioned. Since on Shabbos it's clear that you wouldn't want to say it, so there it stands as more than just Dvarim Shabbalei Venom Dvarim. Whereas Beit Hillel Omrim, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Mevatel B'Libo, Ve'ein Tzarich Lotzi B'Sfatav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, a Chacham, who uses the Lashon of a Baal, and he says, Mufar Lecha, and a Baal Shaber B'Lashon Chacham, and he says to his wife, Mutar Lach Lomar Klum. Netanya, that's part of the Inyan of Zeh HaDavar. You have to say it in this specific way. Sheyochol, I would have thought, maybe it's a Kavachomer. A Chacham does not have the power of Hafara. And a Baal, who has the power of Hafara. So the Chacham, who doesn't have the power of Hafara, can nonetheless do a HaTorah. So a Baal who can be Mefer, Eino Din Shematir, isn't it clear he can? Talmud Lomar Zeh HaDavar. Chacham Matir, Ve'ein HaBaal Matir. And another brayta says the exact opposite. Zeh HaDavar. A Baal can be Mefer, but a Chacham cannot be Mefer. Because you would have thought, given only one side of this, Sheyochol, that if a Baal who doesn't have the Koyach of HaTorah, as we just proved, does have the Koyach of HaFarah, so a Chacham who does have the Koyach of HaTorah, Eino Din Shemefer, Talmud Lomar, Zeh HaDavar. A Baal can be Mefer, and a Chacham does not get the ability to be Mefer.